on a jag lately of reorganizing and freshening up the house. I try to tackle one project a week. These are not just any projects. They're the ones that have been on my list for a dog's age, and I never seem to get to them. The kind of stuff that takes up space in your head and on your list of things to do. Then, when you actually roll up your sleeves and do them, they take less time than you thought they would. Oh, you feel great after and think, why'd I wait so long? I'm talking about reorganizing the junk drawer, repotting plants, cleaning out our storage closet. I've finally gotten around to getting new kitchen towels and pot holders, a new shower curtain, and I have some other things in mind that I haven't told Charlie about yet, like getting new handles for the kitchen cabinets. Things like that are on a need-to-know basis for the big guy. But the next time he has to go to Home Depot for something, I'm going to tag along and just happen to end up in the kitchen section. I like to do these projects on my own. That way I can go at my own pace. If I need Charlie's input on something, I set it aside and go over it with him later. Some things, though, he needs to deal with all by his lonesome. Like a box of old photos from his family. Here's his take on that chore. You'll notice he uses the royal we in there. And FYI, Janine is his sister.
Old family photos. Old family photos don't cut it for me. I really and truly do not need to see how dopey I looked when I was a kid in that dumb little snowsuit I wore, God forbid. We were ridding our closet of stuff we don't wear, and I found my old shoebox of photos in there. Here's me with some trophy I won, what a ditz, smiling away, my face full of zits. Janine wore her hair like them Hollywood stars. Her hairdo in this one looks like she's from Mars. Mamay, she was heavy, that I'll allow, but in this shot, she looks like she swallowed a cow. Most of these photos we don't need to keep, like those where my relatives look half asleep. Pops was like that, unable to smile, but shots of my mom are the best of the pile. Here's me and Ida up to the lake. She looks okay, but boy, I look baked. How about I take this box out to the shed, then someone can laugh at them after we're dead. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.